Archaeologists have made a remarkable find off our coastline. Some ancient artifacts found in Channel Islands National Park support the theory that some of the oldest known human existence in North America was in the Channel Islands. University of Oregon archaeologist John Erlandson has been studying the islands for four decades.
The first Americans were not just gallivanting around the Great Plains. That came down the coast in boats.
The archaeological site was discovered on Santa Rosa Island last week. Laura Kern, the chief of cultural resources for Channel Islands National Park, says the find happened as work was getting started to restore some historic ranch buildings at Beecher's Bay.
This is probably one of the oldest wood frame buildings in Santa Barbara County. It's called the Santa Rosa Island Main Ranch House. We think it was built sometime between 1869 and 1874. For the last 100 years, it was the Vale & Vickers Company's main house.
The islands are known to be archaeologically rich, so as work got underway, National Park Service archaeological technician Nicole Kulaga was on hand to sift through soil in the trenches being dug under the house in preparation to replace rotted foundations. She hit pay dirt in the form of a type of stone tool used by island residents more than 10,000 years ago.
I pulled out these 2 points, knew they were Channel Island barbed. I didn't sleep that night.
Now, a team of more than a half dozen people is sifting through soil being removed from under and around the ranch house, looking for more artifacts. Donna Brown is using screens to search through buckets of soil.
I am screening some of the dirt that's come out of Test Trench 2. This is 1/8-inch screen, so that way we can catch any little artifacts that you really can't see.
The team has recovered a number of artifacts. There's what's known as Channel Island barb points, which are sharp points used on spears for hunting and fishing. There are also crescents, which are crescent-shaped carved rocks which are attached to spears and thrown at birds to disable them so they can be captured and eaten. Gary Brown, the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area, is overseeing the archaeological team.
We have 4 reasonably complete examples and maybe 6 fragmentary examples of the Channel Island barbed. We have 1 example of a crescent.
The artifacts are significant in that they're new evidence of a migration of people from Northeast Asia to North and South America. Similar tools have been found along their route.
We used to think, just a couple decades ago, that people walked across the Bering Land Bridge. And it was a big, broad, 1,500-kilometer wide lowland landscape. For a number of decades, there's been an alternative idea called the coastal migration theory. Maybe some of the first Americans didn't walk into the New World. They came by boat out of Northeast Asia, following the coastlines of the Pacific Rim, and eventually found themselves in North America and then South America. Most American archaeologists now believe the coastal route was how the first Americans got here.
University of Oregon archaeologist John Erlandson says there are at least 100 identified sites in the Channel Islands at least 7,500 years old and some top 10,000. But he says the oldest artifacts might be in the ocean off of Santa Rosa Island. He says 10,000 years ago, what are now Santa Rosa, Santa Cruz, San Miguel, and Anacapa Islands were all part of one big island, which they call Santa Rosa Island. On the south side of the long-gone island was a bay, Crescent Bay, which they believe was a protected home for native peoples, which was rich with food sources. Erlandson has been using a sub and other technology to map the seafloor for archaeological exploration.
We're mapping the seafloor and also doing something called sub-bottom profiling, which allows us to see through the sediments that we hope will allow us to develop better models about where we might find those submerged sites.
Erlandson believes these undersea sites could contain artifacts which will show that the Channel Islands were home to some of the first people to live in North America. Channel Islands National Park Superintendent Russell Gallipo says this work showcases an often overlooked part of the park, mainly known for its natural beauty.
People think about the ecological restoration we've done out here, but we put as much time and energy in talking about the cultural history. Often we don't talk about the archaeological history because it's a little bit more hidden.
As for the ranch house reconstruction project, the information gathered will be used to determine if the refurbished buildings can remain on the site or will need to be relocated. On Santa Rosa Island, Lance Orozco, KCLV News.